How's it? Good morning again, everyone. This podcast was supposed to be yesterday's, the 1st of January, evening's podcast, but it's in the morning hours again, 1 o'clock on the 2nd of January. I want to say thank you to everybody that support me and listen to yesterday's New Year's podcast. I had thousands of listeners who tuned into that podcast, and I'm actually very glad that I got a small message out there. Today wasn't a good day for me. It was quite an emotional day, and I didn't really touch my phone. Well, no, I'm lying. I did touch my phone. I spent my day playing Sudoku and Dune Blast. It's my two favorite games at this stage. Usually when the pain peaks, if you keep yourself busy with something like a game. It used to be Tetris, by the way. And then on Twitter, one day I just went through the feed and I saw a Toon Blast ad, and I thought, okay, let me do that. Let me give it a shot. And I must tell you, you can download it even if you are 50, 60 years old. It's an awesome game. And then, of course, Sudoku. There's a lot of people playing Sudoku, and apparently, it is a good game to keep your mind healthy. After the accident, I have a bit of a, I don't know what to call it, because no doctor labeled it. For instance, my signature is never the same. My handwriting, I've got 10 or 15 different handwritings at this stage, and everything is just foggy. So when I started to play Sudoku, everything changed. Well, not my handwriting, but you know, everything is a bit more clear. So that's very cool. That's just a small tip. So I went through my phone. I went through some emails of my blog site, you know, some feedback, some entry forms, and specifically today, accidentally, I got a mail from a lady in Brazil. She has a problem with silent abuse, and I'm a big fan of writing about silent abuse because sometimes it's part of my life. And I can relate to so many small things that she's mentioning. But I'm not going to mention her name. I will just pop her mail and say, okay, listen to this specific podcast. Emotional abuse is the worst abuse ever. I mean, you can rather attack someone physically. The marks are there and it goes away after 3 days, a week, whatever. But emotional abuse, it scars you. And people must be careful in relationships, because if you give that silent emotional abuse, it sticks for a long time. It actually sticks for years. And because the situation is so traumatic, it's extremely clear if you think of previous incidents. And this girl can remember incidents of 6 to 8 years ago, and she can describe every incident to the T of what happened, what instigated the silent abuse. And the funny thing is that it's basically a bunch of shit if you look objective at whatever the topic is that caused the silent abuse. And from my personal point of view, if someone does that to you, it means that that person wants to do it, or the person do it on purposefully on purpose, because it's like picking a fight, and that person know exactly that it hurts, it touches you deep. But what that person don't understand is that those cracks are deep. You know, you can't just smooth out those cracks like small cracks with polyfiller. There's no way you can do that. And it's an ongoing thing. And you can go for counseling when it comes to silent emotional abuse. Counseling doesn't help because the crack is there. I'm not saying that counseling doesn't help for some people, but if that crack's there, the crack's there. I always say you can't take sour milk and put it back into the fridge, and when you take it out, expect for it to be fresh. It doesn't work that way in life. So people must be careful when it comes to these things in a relationship. Today was a day where I had a lot of time. I had the whole day to do some emotional introspection. And I remember I read a book, and I've got the audiobook as well. It's by William Gladstone, that's correct, and he uses the words, "I turn silently inward." That's such a good way of putting it. If you do introspection, "I turn silently inward." And it was a day of thinking. I mean, there's no talking. Even if I play Sadio Cartoon Blast, it's my thinking time. It's the same as driving. You know, it's your time. You think while you drive. Some people say it's their time when they're in their car. Well, unfortunately, I've got all these routines and medications and whatever, so it's not easy for me to just get into my car and go and think. Definitely not. It's usually get into my car to get somewhere, to buy something, to get back into my car and get home, because else I have to catheter in a public bathroom, and I totally hate it, because then I have to de-germ everything. De-germ is it's like Dettol, like Savlon, antiseptic. It sterilizes everything, and I spray that public bathroom with that, and it's, I put on surgical gloves, and you know, it's just a mission. Okay, but that's not important now. With this introspection, I realized that during a 4-year period, I lost love for myself. And that's a big thing to work on. That's serious stuff. I mean, that's a result of silent abuse. And this girl, the Brazilian girl, she shattered. And I have to go, and I said to her, I'll get back to you, because I have to go and sit down and think about this and write something and come up with a plan of action, how to turn this around, or how to start building yourself up again if your self-love is gone. That's one thing. And emotionally, I've neglected myself emotionally because I put other people's emotions first, and I don't have the time to actually sit and work out my own emotions. It sounds weird if you say you have to sit and work out your own emotions. Well, it's a fact. You have to do that. That's why meditation is so important. But to me, it's very difficult because I sit with this excruciating pain basically 24/7. And then I have to go and sit and meditate while I've got the pain. There's no way I can even think of what the hypnotists always tell you. Go 21 steps down into your subconscious mind and you see different television screens in front of you, and there's people that did wrong, and you have to go and sit and watch the movie. And you know, there's different techniques. I'm talking about a very intense technique that I went through a couple of times. So I struggle to get to that point, but I have to go and sit and work out the whole emotions part. I'm busy writing my novel. Well, it's the first book of a trilogy, Shades of Gay, and the publisher said to me 60,000 words, and the other day I nearly touched 120,000 words. That's basically two books, and I'm trying to cut down to 90,000 words now. But it's a mission, because you have to read your own novel again and again and again to see what pieces you can take out, where you can cut. And that takes up some time. But what I also notice is that if I'm in a state of unhappiness when I'm not in a good space, but that's logical. Most creative people know that. You lose your muse. Your muse is not standing behind you anymore. Most definitely not. You can't be creative. Well, if you are creative, the piece of art you're busy with is actually a piece of shit. Then you have to go and you have to redo whatever you were busy with. So there's a lot of complications if you go through this kind of patch in your life through emotional abuse. And I'm going to make a list of all the different emotional abuses that you get, and I want to explain why emotional abuse is number one on the list. It's basically, like I replied to this girl, you know, just to say I will give attention to her stuff, I said to her, you know what, it's a fuck up, that's what it is. But I will get a plan of action, because I'm moving through my own process, even though I've got a whole section of blogs on silent abuse. I'll get to the point. Then it touches your spiritual relationship with the divine, because it numbs you. You are totally numbed. You don't feel like doing anything, because the pain that you feel is here in the center. I know the chakras, but I don't know exactly what you call the different chakras. It's here by your tummy, usually when you feel butterflies, when you're in love, when you have stress. You feel it just above your tummy area. And an interesting fact is that stress and the in love feeling or the happy feeling is actually the same feeling. We just label it differently. And okay, I promise you guys a lot of podcasts now, a lot of episodes. I'll do an episode on that one as well, I promise, because it's a very interesting topic. It numbs your relationship with the divine. I love talking to the divine, because he's your best friend, he's your father. You have to have a connection to assist you in life, because if there's a situation, you, like William Gladstone says, you turn quietly inwards and you pray, and that's what you have to do. I'm sorry about that. A little fluish kind of thing started happening since this morning because of turmoil in my emotions. And if you lose your connection with the divine, I just used the word turmoil. It's turmoil. It's not a nice feeling. It's because it takes a lot of hard work to build a relationship with God, and all of a sudden it's numb. It's like sorry again, you don't want to entertain people today. And you see what this means. Your throat chakra, it's all about talking the truth, speaking the truth, the fact that you have to keep everything in. And that's why this happens. If someone is extremely unhappy, and if someone has something to say, you will notice that they clean their throats all the time. Very interesting. Just be aware of that, and you will start to see people that actually want to say something, that clean their throats all the time. Back to your relationship with the divine. It's like a day where you want to live in isolation. You don't want to see anyone. You don't even want to answer any messages on your phone. You don't want to communicate with anyone. Doesn't matter which way they want to communicate with you, whether it's a phone call, a message on social media, whatever. And that's exactly how I felt today. And it's wrong, because today was the 1st of January. It's supposed to be happy. It's supposed to be festive. My podcast last night was, it's a brand new page that still has a stationery shop smell. And just look at my first page. When I did my journal entry tonight, I just shook my head because I couldn't believe that this is the situation, that this is the first tile of 365 tiles that I have to decorate to make a beautiful mural or a beautiful floor or something. You know, today's tile I can just as well take and break. Well, if you break it, you can make mosaic out of it. You see what I'm saying? Because every situation you are going through teaches you something. But the problem is with emotional silent abuse is you can't keep on stomach it. You can't stomach it all the time. There's no way, because you will have too many tiles. You won't, I don't know where you're going to mosaic everything. You will be a broken person if you walk into your brain, your insides, that's supposed to be a beautiful space. There will be broken tiles, and that's not what you want. Back to the relationship or your connection with the divine. Like I said, you don't want to communicate with anyone, and to me that includes the divine, because I don't want to communicate. It makes it very difficult, because that's supposed to be your number one priority in life. That's your foundation, that's your everything, that's your creator, that's what you are part of. Because remember, you are part of the divine. The divine made you out of him or herself. Sorry, I say the divine because there's a lot of different people with a lot of different religions listening to my podcasts. That's a point that's also negative. And then where's the gratitude if you go through a day where you, I'm using the example of a tile now, if you had to go through a day where you chip pieces of your tile, or where you threw your tile and your tile broke, you know, the clean slate, the first day, the first tile you have to decorate, it's a fuck up. That's the only word I can use that can really express it. So I have to go and I have to go and sit and work all of this out and have some content in front of me so that I can provide you guys with facts. And I've got an awesome life coach, and I will also speak to him about it so that he can just broaden my perspective on these different points. And I didn't even mention all the emotional aspects that this kind of, I don't want to use the word abuse all the time, but it is abuse that it touches. So my one follower in Brazil, know that I will get back to you. I'm going to try to do this tomorrow, because actually it's a code red. I always say, even if I touch one person's life, one of my followers' lives, I've done enough. And that's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow morning, or not tomorrow morning, a bit later today, she's my first priority. And I need to go and get some more information and provide some facts. And I always say, give me a step 1 to 5 that I have to do. It just makes it so much easier for me to work through a whole exercise to get certain results. And that's what I want to provide you guys with. Yes, tomorrow morning is a lot of routines again, and I know that I need to get some dog food, and I don't have enough cereal in the house, and I have to get milk, and there's so many little shopping things. But at least I've got Debbie and Josie. They're awesome employees. They're part of my team, and I'll ask them to just quickly jump in a car, go and do that, and come back. They're such sweet people, and they do everything with love. So thank you, Josie, thank you, Debbie. That's taken care of, so that I can give attention to all these emotions that I want to assist with, and I want to assist myself. Because if you leave these things, it's not a good thing. The outcome won't be pretty. It will look like, if I can get back to the page, your first page, it will look like a 3-year-old took a crayon and just fucked up that whole page. And we don't want that. Let's leave the first page now, and let's move to the second page. I don't want to tear out my first page, even though it's just full of scribbles and lines, and I actually feel like drawing a lot of triangles with sharp corners kind of thing, because it was harsh. Even though it was silent, it was a harsh day. And let's start again. Clean page, clean slate, tile number 2 of 365 tiles. This year we are going to decorate our emotional houses, our spiritual, our souls. We are going to decorate it with the most beautiful colors and something that you are proud of. That's what I want to offer everybody this year. Okay, everyone, let me start with my evening routines. Let me start to drink my medication to get through the evening. Have a good day, and I'll chat to you guys later today. Go dread. Love, everyone. Cheers. Bye.